You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to a special episode of Section 31. This is episode number 107. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
As some of you are aware, there was a 1E tournament on. Let's rewind that. There was a 2E tournament online a little while ago. It went 6 rounds. And Sir Rogue and Sir Dan, surprisingly, were never actually paired up. I don't know how that managed to happen, but we missed out completely. So what this episode is going to be is pretty much us playing out the seventh round between us.
Now, some of you sneaky listeners out there went and posted a poll in an inordinate location, I think, possibly so that we wouldn't find it. But Dan rooted it out, and you all have been voting on whether or not or which one of us will win in this showdown. And I'm a little disappointed to say that Dan, last I checked, I subscribed to the thread, and I haven't received any new ones, any new notices since yesterday. But I think you were ahead by one.
By one. And I was guilty because I figured I voted for myself, so that would be that one vote. But then I realized you probably voted for yourself, too.
Of course.
All right. Well, this will also be a primer for anyone who is looking to play for the first time or playing online. And I can't use LAC. You got to play over Skype. So I think we should just get into it. I think we're going to stop halfway because we have a 1E spoiler from Shades of Grey. But other than that, we'll just get into it, yes?
Sounds good.
All right. Do you recall who was listed first?
You listed me first, since you're the one who listed it.
Wow. All right. Well, that was taken my part.
Yeah.
So you were up.
All right. Well, I've got 5 missions, and they are Cardassia Prime, Cressari Rendezvous, Acquire Illicit Explosives, Eliminate Harvesters, and Escape Gulag.
Are those all intelligence missions?
They are not, but they are almost all treachery missions.
Almost all treachery missions. So your agonizing number is?
3.
3. I've got Kronos, Heart of the Empire.
Ooh.
I've got 1 space mission, Protect the Escapees.
What?
And 3 planets. I've got Rescue Prisoners, Brute Force, and the new Assess Contamination.
Ooh.
Looking across the table at my cards, you note that my draw deck and dilemma pile are quite small.
All right. Well, mine are fairly large, actually.
Typical Sir Rogue style.
Yeah. Not quite.
Not going for the minimal deck achievement like that.
Yeah. No, you know what? I'm falling right in the middle. I'm not going to get the minimal, and I'm gonna fail just by a few cards, I think, to get the the European style, so...
Well, I've been shuffling my deck. I believe it's ready to go. Tell me when to stop.
And stop.
All right. Same for my dilemma pile.
And stop.
All right. Cut your deck, and I will draw 7, and you can draw 7, and good luck.
Okay. Let's see.
Tough part about this is I can't look across and see how many cards you have in your hand, and I can't quickly assess your missions. So it's,
yeah, it's interesting. I did, you know what, I think it was the last round before I finally got out of the habit of turning my cards upside down so you couldn't see them.
Yeah.
It's like
right.
I'm the
well,
only
I happen to have the video on, so you can kind of see what I've got out.
Yeah, kind of, if I know the images, and you are playing Klingon, so I know the images fairly well. Well, I'm playing Cardassian, so I don't know how familiar you are with them. We'll find out. I've got I got Mila for 2, and then I've got Masette, Skeptical Commander, for 3. It takes me up to 5. I've got a Parek. Pardek is somebody else. For 7, he costs 2, and then I'm going to drop a Batleth for free.
Okay.
And I'll wave it at your Klingonness. Go sure. ahead.
All right, I've got Julian Bashir, Rebel Captain, for 3. You have 1 headquarters, correct?
That's correct.
Continuing the DS9 trend, 456 is Jadzia Dax, sworn ally.
Nice.
And seventh counter is going to be these are the voyages. I'm going to draw six and then put three underneath.
All right.
One, two, three, four, five, six. So I'll put that under one, two, three. Leave me seven cards. I spent all my seven counters. Turn is yours.
All right, I'm going to play a Cardassian Protectorate for two, since I have three cardies out. And then I'll spend my third counter to draw three cards and then decay one of them.
Okay.
I'm going to decay Davin. He can go do something positive. I'll spend my fourth counter to do the same thing. And decay... Oh, that's tough. Did I play that guy? I did play that guy. I'll decay Tell.
Okay.
That was 1, 2, 3, 4... I've got a Batleth for free. Sure, I'm going to decay one more time and blow up my Protectorate. Or decay one more time, draw one more time. I'll decay a... Mila. And I've got two counters left. That goes in my discard pile. So I will play Makbar. 4, 7. Over to you.
She the law?
Anthro, law, med, treachery.
Right. Done?
Yep. Go ahead.
All right. Clag, second officer for three. 4, 5 is William T. Riker, exchange officer. Draw for six, and seven is Camus. Turn is yours.
Camus, that's the guy who can do... Rescue prisoners.
Super rescue prisoners, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm going to draw one. And then I'm going to draw. Holy crap. All right. I'm going to draw two. And then I'm going to play Galore for seven.
Okay.
And still not quite enough to be going out and about. So over to you.
All right, I will draw for one. I will draw for two. 3, 4, 5 is Chang, Gorgon's chief of staff. And 6, 7 is Kruge, instinctive commander. And 7 is Tolian Soren, because he's free.
Okay.
I've got four cards in my hand. That was seven counters. Turn is yours.
What was the first one? Oh, Chang. That's right.
Chang, Kruge, and Soren. Not the nicest group.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be messing with you. All right. I'm going to... I'm going to draw one.
Always a good decision.
Yeah, yeah. Draw two. Play Oran for five. When you play this personnel and a unique personnel present gain any skill of your choice.
Right.
So.
Parak.
And yeah, I've got Parak too. So he will gain. So they both gain the same skill. Let's call it navigation.
All right. Lots of navigation.
And then when this dude gains a skill, he may gain any one skill of your choice till the end of the turn. Let's give him... What's bad not to have? Astro.
Okay.
Astronav. Don't want you to mess me up in space.
No.
So that put me at five, and I will drop. I don't really like either one of you. I'm going to have to pay for Gorin for 7.
Right. Nothing to toss.
Yeah, nothing to toss. And we'll fly out to Corsari Rendezvous and attempt with 6.
6 in space and lots of navigation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And 2 or 3 batleths, if I can remember properly. Right. K. 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 Okay. All right, I'll play 1.
1?
1. I don't even know if it's going to do anything.
All right.
Are you prepared?
Bring it.
It is coolant leak. Do you have an engineer or personnel cost 4 or more?
Coolant leak. We've got a coolant leak here.
How many minutes until total warp breach?
7?
2.
2. Wow. You know, I usually do, but I don't have... So if I don't have either one, all my people are stopped?
Unless you have engineer or personnel cost 4 or more, all your personnel are stopped. That hit? awesome.
You know, the worst part about this is, normally, I would be thrilled that this hits. Because then I can play 1 card and unstop everyone. But I happen to not have that at the moment. Yeah, no, nobody costs 4, and none of these guys, looking one more time, reading all the text. Negative. No.
All right.
No engineer. Stopped.
All right. Excellent.
One Fun. Under, right?
Yes. Correct.
I'm going to make a note because I forget. All right. Bold to go.
All right. I'll draw for 1. I'll draw for 2. We'll drop... I don't care what I will do for next. 2, 3 for Bamara. Four will be a card draw. Is that right? Did I draw 2? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, that's right. 1, 2, 3, 4 for Bamara and 5, 6, 7 for the Kelpo. Good.
All right.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 people on the Kelpo moving over to protect the escapees. I'm using the alternate Klingon requirements, which means my agonizing number goes up to 3.
Noted. So I get...
9.
9 in space. If I do that... And...
So all right, so how many thrown down?
I'm going to drop 5.
5, all right.
5 big ones.
All right, what are we starting with?
So we are going to go ahead and start with an honorable pursuit.
All right, what does that do?
So choose an honor, personnel to be stopped. Unless that personnel has 2 honor, this dilemma bounces. Returns to the dilemma.
Choose an honor, personnel to be stopped. Unless that personnel has 2 honor, it bounces.
Yeah.
You're putting down 5, huh?
In space.
All right. I'm going to regret this. Bamara is going to have honor and be stopped.
All right.
You can bounce that.
Bounces.
What's next?
Next is a healing hand. Same thing, but medical.
That was my medical.
Really?
Well, no, I've got another one here. Bashir stopped.
Oh, that's even better.
Yep, what's next?
Hard time.
All right. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Give me a number.
5.
1, 2, 3, 4. Number 5 is stopped. No, put on hard time.
That's
got
correct.
It.
All right.
Okay.
Then we get to the ones that might actually go under. Cardassian processing. So diplomacy, honor, and transporters.
Check.
Or
diplomacy and honor on Clag, transporter on Camus.
All right. You make me
so
sad.
One under?
That goes under and nothing happens. Yep. So you have six guys left?
Correct.
All right. Well, I'm going to bluff them in a Fasariasis manner.
All right.
Six.
That was, so the last card is a Vasarius bluff?
That's the last one, yeah.
Okay. What do you got?
I was afraid that... actually, I was afraid that I'd stop five and... Or stop four, and five would still get through, but six is definitely... Six Klingons, though, and Bashir is gone. You've still got Soren, a couple of dumb Klingons, and some other people who I can't recall. They'll at least be cunning a 30. I should probably go 40. Well, I have at least one card in my hand I want to get rid of. But not two. But I better do it anyway. Alright, I'll discard two cards and make it 40. Broca and Massette, go away.
40 cunning I need.
That's correct.
Seven. Okay. I don't think I can get 40 cunning from six Klingons. That sounds like a rather hard thing to do. Nope. I can't do it.
All right.
Two under?
Two under.
Two under. I've got four in hand. Turn is yours.
All right. I'm going to draw one. Draw two. Draw three. Draw four. Draw five. And sure, I'll play Parn for 6-7.
Okay.
We'll go get Parn, and we'll come back.
What does Parn have?
Parn has archaeology, diplomacy, leadership, officer, treachery.
Okay.
Engineer, I wish. Damn it. Should have played an engineer. all right. What's the possibility that you're going to draw another one in the those six cards? Tempo seven.
Seven? Something with seven? One
correct.
Under?
Seven, one under, so...
I'm drawing six. Six. My 20-card dilemma pile. All right, I can do this.
Jeez.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
I knew I should have played this forecast guy.
Well, that's not good. I have to assume that you have that, so then instead I will play this. All right, I'm playing two.
Bring it.
First is P. Diddy. Show me leadership and officers.
Oh, man. Uno, dos, tres. Cinco. Wait, what? No, cuatro. I skipped a number.
You have four? Okay.
Let's stick with English, I guess.
Four. Yeah, probably a good idea.
All right. One to four, baby.
Matt probably counting Klingon for you.
Yeah.
Are you shuffling them?
Or at least he'd tell you that. Oh, no, that's
right.
That Klingon die totally rolled a six. Yeah, one to four. Oh, shuffled up.
All right, top card continues.
Top card continues. These guys... And there's one more dilemma. All right, they're stopped. Four continue.
It's the other coolant leak.
Why didn't you just play that?
I figured you'd have a ruling council.
All right, we're stopped.
All right, two under.
All right, taking me to three.
Done?
I'm done. Actually, I've got, I think I got too many cards there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Not ruling council. What am I thinking of? High command?
Yeah, command. Central command.
Yeah, central command.
Blah, blah, blah. Much as I've enjoyed playing it in this tournament, I'm going to have to discard a peak performance because it's too early in the game.
Yes. And now are you on 2-7?
Crap, no. I've got 8 still. Well. Ew. I just know you're going to make me regret that. Oset.
All right. So you're good.
No, make that Lamech. I'll keep Oset. I'm telling you, man. This is why I had such a tough time playing Star Wars, because you have to have a limited number of cards in your deck, and it was like, I hate cutting anything, discarding.
All right, I'm taking a card from Hard Time and giving you a hard time, putting it out of play.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm having a hard time.
Were you done?
I said I'm having a hard time.
Yes. 2 for the William T. Riker that you hard-timed, and another 5 for the Vorcha that I have in my hand. So at 7 counters, we're going to get on board the Kelpo. Can I do this without him? Probably. Do I want to try? No. We'll go get him. Switch ships. Fly back. Time to go 9 again from the bigger ship.
9 and 2 under from the bigger ship. All right, so discarding the outclass this time. Just kidding.
7 in space for you.
7 in space.
I have 3 cards in hand. What are you throwing this time?
4.
4 more. All right. Let's hope they go under. What do you got?
Agonizing encounter.
All right, let's stop 3 people. 2, 3. 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 personnel. I'm shuffling. I stop shuffling. Give me some numbers.
2, 4, 7.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Check. 3 people under. The ship stopped. What's next?
Backroom dealings.
I need a treachery.
Or integrity less than 4. Or somebody is deed.
Let's go with Krooge. He has treachery.
That he does. Stopped. All right.
And last.
No, 2 more.
No, 2nd to last.
Magnetic field disruptions.
Which one is that?
Astro or nav.
Right.
Or death.
Or cake. Astro, nav, or death. What was that last one?
Cake.
That was chocolate.
Chocolate. Cake or death.
How many have you spent so far?
That would be 4, 5, 6, 7.
You spent 7. I gave you 7. So the last one costs 0-ish?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to stop Soren with his astrometrics. We'll randomly stop somebody else. 1, 2, 3, or 4?
4.
Okay. I got 3 people left. What's the last dilemma?
Polywater.
All right. Somebody stopped.
Okay.
So there are now 4 or 5 under?
That puts 5 under, unfortunately.
All right. I like the sound of that. I believe I've got 3 cards in hand. The turn is yours.
All right. I've got 3 under my mission, and I've got these guys.
Agreed.
You can't possibly be playing a 3rd copy of...
Not a lot of choices for cards in a Klingon deck from the pre-performance. I had to play with 10.
Well, I'm going to draw 1.
Good choice. That's a good choice.
I'm going to draw 2. Dang it. Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to do better than that. That's not good enough, Mr. Scott. You'll have to do better. Sure. Just to stop having it hang over my head. I'm going to play Croden for six. So you can choose whether to let me play the next card I play at cost minus four or score 5 points.
Remind me the total points of the two space missions you've got out.
All of my missions are worth 30 points.
All of your missions are worth 30 points?
That's correct.
Then you can play something for cost minus whatever.
Excellent. I will play... that is been saving for later. But she's the one who cost the most. Ah! I'll play Osette.
Didn't you already play Osette?
No, you discarded I faux discarded her.
Yes, you faux discarded Osette, right.
That's correct. So when I play her, I can discard the top card of my deck to place any card from my discard pile back on top of my deck. And I will discard the top card, which is Salarin Prin. So no assassination for me. But I'm going to put... need to draw some cards. I'll put a Protectorate on top.
Okay.
2, 3, 4, 6. Damn it. And I don't have anything cost one, so I'll draw it and then have to discard some cards. Hoo-dee-hoo, but not yet. Because I'm going to go get some people and then go back and try some people at a mission with some stuff. Or maybe some things. Wow, is that really how I tried to do that? Do you have anything in your core?
I do not.
And your hand is...
three cards.
Three cards. So... I will fly home, do some beaming, fly back...
Yeah.
And attempt with five.
Five. Three under, so I'm drawing two...
That's correct.
All right. Here we go. One, two. No, can't play anything.
Huzzah! Possibly. I've got Officer and Treachery on Massette and Treachery on, you know, take your pick. And my strength is 6 and 6, and 6 is 18. And 5 and 5 is 28, and I will attempt to play a Comfort Women.
What does the text of Comfort Women say?
When your goal or legate is attempting a mission, he or she gains a skill from a non-Cardassian personnel at that mission. Also, each of your gulls involved gulls and legates are attributes +1 until the end of the mission attempt.
And you've got 3 gulls and legates?
Possibly.
No, I have nothing to play.
Okay. They are, in fact, all gulls or legates. So plus 5, 28 plus 5 is more than 30.
All right.
And I will discard 2 Batleths for 40 points total.
Okay.
And I'm out of range. I played a card. Yay. So I'm down to 7. And I will go ahead.
All right. Draw for 1. Draw for 2. Draw for 3. For 4 counters, I'll play a peak performance and say Gorkon.
Okay.
5. 6. And I'll spend 1 for another Camus for 7.
Camus.
Yeah. You attempted with 5, and I wasn't able to kill anyone. That makes me sad. All right. We're going to fly home, do some beaming. Okay. I will fly the Kelpo back to protect the escapees and attempt... You don't have a transport crash or survivors out, do you?
I do not.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have attempted with 5.
Yep. Or that was the wrong Kyle.
I suppose I could have, and just not told you. That would have been
that would have been
a bit toolish.
Unfortunate. I will attempt with five personnel. There's five under.
I got nothing. It's all you.
All right. Jadzia Dax is strength of 6. Clag is strength of 7. That's 13. Bamara is 6 more for 19. Chang is 8 more for 27. And 7 more from Camus is more than 30. Chang has leadership officer and treachery.
Word.
All right. That is solved. This ship's out of range. This ship is... It's got 5 people on it. I could technically solve that mission. Yeah, that's actually not bad. We're going to fly, but then I'll have set up for next turn. Should have done something different. But that cannot count. Okay, I'm going to not do anything else. I've got 7 cards in hand. Sorry, 6 cards in hand. Turn is yours.
All right. I'm going to play Protectorate for 2. And then I'll draw for 3. Blarg. I'll decay Mardell, who's an engineer. And I'll draw for 4. Well, I've already done that, I guess. I'll decay the Traeger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will play Damar, useful adjunct, for 7. We're going to fly home, grab some people.
That's the pitch a card, Damar?
Yeah.
Is he the one with all the skills for the mission you just solved, or am I thinking of something else?
Well, yes. Okay. Officer and treachery.
Right.
But
got it.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. That seems like a horrible idea. I'm going to go to a planet and attempt with 9. And if you want to look at your dilemmas, I will look at my people and decide which one of these planets I should be actually going to.
Okay.
Unless you want to wait for me to decide. I just figured. Save some time.
1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, 7. Reshuffle.
Great.
8, 9.
Yeah, I know. You're waiting for me to say I'm using Damar.
Are you going to use it Damar?
No.
Okay. All right. I will pick my dilemmas. And tell me
I appreciate the sentiment, though. For the record, we will be going to eliminate harvesters.
Eliminate harvesters, okay. It's like integrity, cunning greater than 27 or something silly like that?
Integrity 27, cunning 28.
Right.
So, pretty easy, depending on your flavor. And I will just say, for the record, while you're choosing, and for the trivia of everybody else listening, so they have something to do while you're doing that, I have solved this in this tournament using the integrity requirements.
You must have got the draw like I did in that other game. All the weird integrity people show up.
Oh, that was funny. Wow, that's so cool. A Cardassian integrity deck. Good job on coming up with something new and original. Yeah. Or, you know, getting a random draw.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm prepared.
I'm playing three on you.
Three for me. Bring it.
First is a Timescape.
Ugh. My one guy is not going to come down and solve now.
Second is a
Pick Up the Pieces. Picking up the pieces.
Yeah.
Programming.
Geoprogramming.
Geoprogramming. One. One. Let me count that again.
Huh?
Just because you, I don't want you to make that noise. Yeah. No. 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 And also no. One.
One. All right. You pass picking up pieces.
Woo! And then
which means you're also going to pass the dangerous climb because you probably have strength greater than 40.
It's possible.
Yeah. Go ahead. Count it up.
6, 10,
sure.
16.
Would have liked to have stopped someone.
Yes, I bet. Especially with the Geo. That's funny. All right. I've lost count. 6, 10, 16, 21, 26, 31, 37, and two more people.
Yep. Mission for you.
Sorry, dude. Goran has the skills.
Actually, you got a range?
Intel, medical, and then everybody has treachery. But as you say, I am out of range.
Right.
And so I'm going to take my one person on my ship and beam her down, lest she get, or he get captured by certain unnamed Klingons who are bastardous.
I know not of what you speak.
Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm going to discard... Excuse me. Rogesh. Really? Yeah. No. Sure. Rogesh and a Broca.
Okay.
I don't need that 5 points.
Drawn for one. Drawn for two. Drawn for three. Sure. 4, 5, 6, 7 is a Croton dissembler.
Boy. How much are your missions worth? 30.
I've got 35, 30, 30, and 40.
All right.
You gonna do the easy one?
And all you've played is Croton?
Yep.
You could play cool things for four. Yeah, go ahead. Play a card.
All right. All I got is Worf. You can draw a card. He cost me two. He cost me nothing. All right. We're going to fly home from the Kelpo. Kelpo is out of range. We're going to get on board the Vorcha, fly over to rescue prisoners, and... what should I do? Should I attempt with big, or should I attempt with small? How big is your dilemma pile? Is it a monster?
Yeah. It qualifies for the European style. I'll give you that.
All right, well. Nine on the surface.
Nine on the surface, going big. Planet for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Leadership, security, transporters, nine. And strength greater than 30.
Yeah, so I've got to stop like 6. boy. You have less points than me, right?
I only have 30 points at the moment.
Right.
I will only stop one. And if
there's
not one.
Yes. Yeah, I cannot I can't double show draw you. Well, necessary execution is an awful lot to spend on one kill. So I'm going to have to really hope that that hits. Or I'm going to be toast. All right. Four. Timescape.
Timescape. I will not escape the time. One is there. What's next?
Pitching in. Please tell me you have four people that cost two or less.
One, two, three, four. Yes.
That was too close. All right. Choose one with leadership and security to be stopped. Then choose another with engineering, which I'm sure there is none because there's no such thing as engineering, but perhaps engineer or programming. You have to go to Wani to find engineering.
Yeah. All right, you're going to get a Camus for the leadership and a Bamara for the programming.
Noted.
That's two. What's next?
Next is issue of trust, which makes me sad to have seen Bamara go.
Yeah. Worf is an officer. Riker's an...
Nope. You're doing P. Diddy.
Yeah. Sorry. Worf has honor. Riker is going to have honor. Jadzia has honor. Let's see. Clagg has honor, and we'll make them all immune to facing the
Oh, Clagg! Boo!
Officer personnel cannot be randomly selected by that dilemma. So all those guys, I'll pitch a card to Riker gains honor.
Clagg.
You go away.
He was there, and I forgot.
Oh, there's Jadzia gains honor when she's with a Klingon with honor. So, let's see.
And Clagg is all... It doesn't matter what they are, just as long as they have honor.
He and each honor personnel present cannot be randomly selected by that dilemma.
Nice.
Chang, his attributes plus one. I'm going to discard a card to have him lose two treachery and gain diplomacy and law.
Oh, jeez.
Throw away his ship for that, so he can't be chosen. So that means I have two. Wait, what was it?
Treachery or honor.
All right, Camus doesn't have either of those, so all you can do is choose Krug, so he gets through.
Boo! Wow, and to think I almost didn't play that because I didn't think you had enough.
All right, Chang's thing is till the end of the turn.
All right, well, the last one is Instigate Dissension, so basically...
We're going to randomly stop two?
Two random stops, which...
all right.
Because we're going to have to... I don't think it's going to matter. Cross my fingers for Camus, but Riker's just going to...
Seven scream. Like that. What do you got?
I'm sure that numbers 5 and 6 are Camus and Riker, which will then keep you from doing the mission.
4, 5 is Chang, that makes me sad, and 6 is Camus. So that means I need to have Riker gain some transporters from that Camus. Yes, because Worf has the security and Riker has the leadership. So I'll pitch a card so I can... Can I solve it with these four people?
On Riker.
15 and 12 is 27 and 7 is more than 30. So yeah, I'll pitch another card and give Riker the stuff. The transporters. All right, now those guys are stopped.
Giving them the business.
Giving them the business down there. So we've got Krug for 7, Riker 6 more, that makes 13. Jadzia is a 7, that's 20. Worf is 8 more, and 7 on top of that is 35. Riker's got the transporters now. He also has leadership and security from Worf.
Nice.
All right, we've gone 3 range to get here. I've got these 5 guys and those 3 guys. Got my good guys on the surface, though. Just pretty good guys.
So you're up to 60?
I'm at 60.
I open with 60.
Kind of wish I had another ship there. Or I hadn't just discarded one. Let me do some quick math here.
Okay.
Sure. We're going to move over to Assess Contempt. No, we're going to move over to Brute Force. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 on the surface.
Boy. Racial tension, not likely, even with Riker. Man. That's a panic play if I've ever seen one. 8, though, not 9. 8.
I'm attempting with 8. Do not... Well, you could spend more than 8, but I would not recommend it.
Jerk. And you need 3 security and 2 leadership, or 2 security?
Correct.
Okay.
2 leader, 3 security, strength over 38.
So, like, 4 people.
And, hey, peak performance says when you have 60 or more points, your personnel with that title cannot be stopped by dilemmas.
Boo.
And his attributes plus 1.
Yeah, but have you played Gorkon yet?
Yeah, he's the one who lost treachery to gain diplomacy and law, remember?
No.
Chief of staff?
That would be Chang, Gorkon's chief of staff.
Oh, is that what I said?
No, you said Gorkon. I thought you were going to play him. That's why.
Oh, jeez.
But you can, if you met Chang, that's cool. when you said it, too, I was like, Gorkon? Well, I mean, I guess if he solves, and you know, he hasn't played him yet, he's holding him in his hand so that he can solve that mission and then play him for free. So I've just been waiting for you to play it, and then you didn't. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess he was just, you know, planning for the future.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
All right. So Gorkon.
He's got Gorkon write the title there.
It does. So, okay. So Chang cannot be stopped by dilemmas, and he's attributes plus 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strength of 9. Jeez.
Yeah, he's a monster. Tank. Yeah, he's got all kinds of the skills needed for this mission.
Yeah, I bet. I have lots of good cards, but not enough counters to play them all. Oh, Chang. Oh, wow. I'm glad we're talking about him as I sit here staring at one, thinking if I can stop enough of your leadership to play dignitaries and frickin' witnesses.
Well,
I'm going to go with no as the correct answer on that one. Jiminy Christmas. That's kind of a desperation move. I really don't want to do that yet. Ugh, no, I gotta try and stop one more person, because if I don't, then Gorkon gets through and isn't stopped, and you solve, and bad things happen. Well, I guess you only get 35... Oh, no. This is 35 points, but if you have all Klingons, it's score 5 points.
No, it's 40 points. If I have all Klingons, it's 45. So I'm sitting on 60. This is a 40-point mission.
Oh, right. Assess is the 35-point mission. I always think of that as 40 for some reason, because I'm dumb. All right. Stupid not stopping Gorkon. Should have blowed that up.
It's actually not Gorkon.
I mean, yes, that's right. That's it's actually somebody else. Weren't we just talking about that? I knew who I meant. And so did you. You knew who you meant. That's so dumb. All right. That's it. I got to do it. Have 5. I want to put 5 under. That's ludicrous. But it'll be fun. Do it. Done. Gone. First one. Coolant leak.
Coolant leak. All right. Let's see what I've got here. 2-0.
How lame is this?
2-2. Yeah. Okay. We're good. Oh, sorry. Coolant leak. Here's a 4. Croden. So all the one. What is it? Two
so
or less or one or less?
You need, it's one or less and engineers.
All right. So he's not an engineer. He's a 2. He's a 0 engine engineer. He's not an engineer, not an engineer, not an engineer, not an engineer, not an engineer. All right.
So 1.
Sorin is the only one like that.
All right. Then he gets through.
Yes. I'll use his cost and not his skill.
Of course.
Okay.
Wow.
One under.
Man, well, I'm glad I threw everything. It's going to take it. Investigate dissension. Two random.
Instigate dissension?
Yes.
Check.
Well, you know, if you're going to instigate it, I guess it needs investigation before you.
Sure, sure. You instigate. I'll investigate.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
3 and 7.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Check. Those guys are stopped.
Oh, I should have played this first. Oh, well. Come on, Riker. Racial tension.
Racial tension. Elorian, Rakal, Klingon, human, Trill, Klingon.
Oh, my God.
Not good for me.
All right. Wow, that's much better than I thought it was going to be.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What do you got?
3 and 4.
1, 2, 3 is a Trill, and 4 is a Klingon. Oh, really? Worf and Jadzia?
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, man. All right. Oh, now I'm going to be really sad that I threw the extra dilemma.
All right, what's next?
Repressed message.
All right.
So I'll consume two.
Consume two. What do I get?
Oh, a personal duty and a breaking the ice.
Nice. All right, and I will face my own. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Inequitable exchange.
Who's left?
Soren, Croden, Clagg, or William T. Riker?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, Clagg is a good choice, too. Jeez. I gotta go with Riker.
Riker is in your brig, thanks to my own frickin' 10th card that I threw in at the last minute. Very good.
Wow. Well, hey, now I have, if I get tired of Riker and want somebody else, I can play my inequitable exchange.
I would probably call that an equitable exchange, but you might not. All right. Yeah. What's next?
That's it.
That's it. So how many are under?
Five.
Counting the two you just consumed?
Five.
Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Five under. These three cannot solve. This turn is yours.
Okay. Looks like we're going to have to try and solve.
I've got four cards in hand.
Oh, boy.
You still there?
Yeah, I have to choose between using my counters offensively or defensively, and I'm having a hard time deciding. I suppose if I do that, I could worry about that later. Oh, my. Well, a really loud ringing bell noise in my ear just told me that an hour has passed. So, since I haven't started my turn yet, do we want to pause here and do a station identification break?
Right. Do you want to stop and do the spoiler?
Sure.
All right. Sounds good.
So, let's...
This is a... this is from...
Open from Shades of Gray. Shades of Gray. And this is...
this has
your color.
Absolutely nothing to do with either of the decks we're playing.
No, especially because it's 1E.
Well, it's a conversion card.
That's true. But oddly enough, you're not playing Borg.
Yes.
And unsurprisingly, neither am I.
This guy was originally 6P44. All right? No, 43. 6P43, according to my
Gilnon
thing on the wall over here. That was the Requisitions drone.
Yeah.
From Reflections.
Naming random Reflections cards.
Yeah.
So he's Borg. So that would be have to either be a Requisitions drone or the Annexation drone.
Right.
God, I hope they're not. Was the Annexation drone backwards compatible?
No, I think the Harvest drone was, though.
But that's not from Reflections.
Right. Right. So instead of costing two... In that same space, he's got a universal icon.
Right.
He's got the First Contact property logo, which I guess that's right. I don't even remember the scene.
And now he is named 6 of 7.
6 of 7, correct. Identification is Requisitions Drone, so that works out in the alphabet. His task is assess resources for evaluation, obtain, which... is the same lore he had before. And his biological distinctiveness is human species. Like the conversion, he's got the blue comm icon.
Right. To match his 1EC icon, which was blue. For skills, he's got science, archaeology, physics. However, instead of his little shenanigans where you draw four cards, keep one and put the other three under?
Draw four cards, take one, and put the three under. Yeah, exactly.
This is kind of cute. Instead, once per game, you may download binar data transfer in place of your normal card play.
Right, which is, it's draw a few cards and put a few under your deck, right? A few on
the
top and
bottom. It is, you would think I would have, opened that up and had it in front of me so I could see it. But,
It's certainly a different way of looking at things without giving them a really long card text.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly in the same vein. So that was, a cool idea to
glance at the top five cards of your draw deck, put them on in any order on top and or beneath your draw deck, then place event beneath draw deck.
So there you go. You can dig it out and then play, arrange your deck, which in 1E, that's pretty huge.
For the Borg, that means you're fixing your probe.
Yeah, rig your probe so you're ready to go. So more backwards compatible cards, rigging your probe.
Well, in place of a card play, that means you have to do it during your card play phase, and you can't use any Borg tricks to download something because otherwise you'll shuffle your deck.
Right. So you'll basically have to devote your whole turn to that.
Right. And also, this is an event that's a bad probe, so it's going to go back in your deck, which may or may not be good. I mean, if you were using this for your last probe draw, then you could be assured of getting it. But early on, it's just going to go right back in there, and then it's going to come up in inopportune time, I'm sure.
Cool.
Very good. Well, what else? Else is on the card when you talk about?
Well, his stats, instead of being the standard 5-5-5, he's converted to the 1E standard, which is 7 in your colored spot. Since he's a blue drone, integrity is blue, so he is 7-5-5.
He's got the Delta Quadrant icon, like most of the drones do, and his collector info is 33V as in Victor. And he's got the conversion icon on the bottom left.
Yep. So that is a new card for Borg players to come out in Shades of Grey, and I think probably an interesting addition. Some more backwards compatible conversions to make fit into the 1E gamescape a little more coherently, cohesively.
Yeah. Well, I'll certainly use them. Bringing a probe once per game is pretty darn good.
Yeah, absolutely. One of these days, I'm going to make you sit down and show me how to play Borg in 1E.
No.
Jerk. All right. Well, we're almost there. So I think so. I think I've got. I'm either gonna have to win this turn, or you're gonna end up winning next turn, depending on how I choose to go here. So let's dive back into it.
Now returning to round 7, Rogue versus Dan, the 1E February March online tournament. So go ahead.
Score is. Pretty even at 70-60. However, Dan has 5 dilemmas under. He just forced me to way overplay my hand at brute force, and now I have to go to my first attempt at a third mission and try to get it done.
Well, if it's anything like the last one, you'll waltz right through.
That was some good luck. Yeah. But just to have a little insurance, I think I'm going to go ahead and spend 2 counters on a Machinations.
Okay.
I'm going to draw for 3 my third counter, which is the last available on my Cardassian Protectorate. And I will decay a Cardassian Protectorate. So that blows up. Oh, boy. It's gonna matter which one I do. So let me look at my people really quick and see if I have some skizzles. Wow, on the crappiest of people, but yes, I do. Sitting at 3 counters. I'm going to go ahead and draw for a 4th counter. I'm going to play... Well, if I don't go home, or if I go there... well, Nador is free, because he is cost 4, but I command a mission that requires officer or treachery, so he costs minus 4.
Okay.
Still sitting at 4 counters. I'm going to draw for 5. And I'll play Rogesh for 6-7. I would normally break it up into 2 teams. I can go straight there and attempt, and then attempt again, unless you had a timescape, and then I'll have range to go try the space mission, or if I go home and get my people, then I'm committed to the planet. But I think I need the people, so I'm going to fly home, grab these people, and... sure, we'll commit to the planet. Come over here. Attempting with 12 is good, right? you've only got 20 dilemmas. Oh, boy. No? See? And I almost really just talked myself into bad things. I want to read my mission. That makes me require transporters on my ship. And make sure I leave that behind. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Well, that's far less worse than 12. Attempting with 11 is good. I will use Damar, so you only get to draw 10.
Drawing 10, spending 11. Remind me what mission you're trying to solve here?
Escape Gulag. Intel, navigation, cunning grid 28, and transporters aboard your ship at this mission. Unless I happen to be you and want to use Klingon requirements, but not so much.
Alright, let me just call up Escape Gulag here so I can stare at it. Alright. Drawing and spending 11. Drawing 10, spending 11. Alright. What's your agonizing number? 4, you said?
3. So, oddly enough, this mission does not have treachery.
I'm looking at my dilemmas. I've got... I threw 3 back, so I've got 7 left here. That's good. That's good. So, let's see. Cunning greater than 28. Which means I got to stop 6 people. Sure. What are the odds? that one goes there. That one goes there. 1. Let's call it 3. All right, I'll play 4 on you.
4. All right. To the pain.
Let's see if this is as bad a mistake as the first time. You ready?
Bring it on.
Are you there?
I am. Nope, I was talking, but I muted myself because I was eating a cookie.
Right. All right, so you ready?
My wife brought me tasty cookies, but I am now prepared.
Tasty cookies, that's a distraction. The first is an issue of trust.
You were doing stuff and things. Oh, man. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4. Issue of trust. Treachery, 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 no treachery, 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 no treachery, 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 and honor.
All right, so clearly overspent.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So I will shuffle these up, and you can pick a number between 1 and 9.
All right, number 3, we'll continue with the other two that you have.
1, 2, come on, Mila. No, but Maset gets through. While we're facing that, I'm going to attempt to play Essential Command.
All right, what do you have to do to play that?
Any number of your officer and or treachery... Cardassian officer and or Cardassian treachery personnel are about to be stopped by this dilemma. Discard the top 3 cards of your deck to prevent that. So,
all right, what are you discarding?
Pitch Arandis, a Galore, and a Dukat.
All right, I have nothing to play, so who continues on from that pile?
All right, so I discard that. Parn has treachery. Oh, Mila is sad. She does not have treachery or officer. Mokbar has treachery, and... everybody else has treachery.
There's no non-Cardassians there?
Oh, no, you are absolutely correct. I'll go through the list. Oset, Rogesh, Damar, Croden.
Yes.
Is a treachery, but he is non-aligned. And then Nador is treacherous. So that is an excellent point. He would be stopped, so I'm going to... Sure. I think I'm going to take this opportunity to... We can see. Yeah, what the hell? While I've got him. sure, you know what? Female gulls need love too. Oset.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Is going to take comfort in Croden.
And share in the comfort gaining.
Yes. Actually, we'll make it Mokbar, since all right. She doesn't have that skill already.
Mokbar's a legate, or what?
Oh, no, no. All right, fine. We'll make it gay. Parn. Parn gains navigation. And all my legates and gulls are attributes plus one.
Okay. Does that till the end of the mission? Turn
the
dilemma?
End of
what?
The mission.
Okay. Okay, so I've stopped, what, like 3 people?
You have stopped 2 people.
2 people. 2 people you didn't need. All right. Next is an agonizing encounter.
That's going to be 3. Shuffle up and deal. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 remain.
Bottom 3.
Oset, Oran, and Nador. Let's see, you've spent 4, 5, 6, 7, and you have 4 left with 2 dilemmas remaining. Is that correct?
There are 2 dilemmas remaining.
And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. You know what? I gotta go all out. I'll go ahead and attempt to play another central command.
Okay.
Garrick. Wow. Garrick, and a Batleth.
All right.
Damn, I could have used that Garrick.
One on each end of the Batleth.
Indeed. Treachery, officer, and treachery. So all 3 of these are not stopped.
All right. Next is a hard time.
Hard time. Shuffling up. Still have 9.
Top card.
Mokbar. And last but not least.
Last card is the launching. 2 astro and 2 physics.
Astro. Physics. Physics. Astro. Wow. I would not have called that. Nador and Maset have astrometrics. Rogesh and Damar have physics.
Oh, Rogesh. Okay, that's it. That's all I got. That's a game.
And
that puts you at 100?
Rogesh has intelligence still. I was a little
Yeah, you got plenty of people left over.
Intel I was really thin on, so I wanted to make sure that I still had him. But I've got some navigation and lots of people. So, yeah, that puts me at exactly. If I can get two Batleths on Crisari, then I'm usually good. But otherwise, I have to go hunting for Broca, which I've had to do on more than one occasion.
Yeah, I'm not very happy with this Delon pile. It's really been letting me down. That's not the first time people have walked through two just missions, just gimmies. There's no interrupt or anything prevention in here, so it makes me sad. But
yeah,
that is the game. So eight people were wrong and seven people were right.
Swashbuckling or
no. Nothing like that.
Dilemma, yeah. That was, that was what I needed when I needed it.
Well, and that and the machinations would have stopped me for two turns, so there's nothing I could do about that either.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were going to be able to double-team it. but I figured I had to spend the points and hope I could get it out. Well, that's round seven. What did you...
Yeah. Wish a lot of luck to TK for editing all the long pauses out of this so it's actually listenable. Otherwise, we're going to have to do something else for an episode because that was just unbearable.
We'll throw in some music or some interesting trivia in between facts. That's what we should have been doing. We should have been throwing out random Star Trek trivia while the other person was selecting dilemmas.
Do you really think you could have selected dilemmas while I was talking about trivia?
No, I would have been answering.
Yeah.
Lackey has actually introduced their TUI, reintroduced the TUI. The guys who work on that have been working overtime to get that into play. So it's possible the TUI tournaments may move to that. However, if we stick with this, what did you think? How did you enjoy your first experience with this sort of style of on-plane play? Or is this your first experience?
I've played before. I had a game at 4 in the morning, and it was painful to play. It was painful to wake up that early. I wasn't thinking clearly, and I lost, and the rest of the day was shot. So I won't be doing that anymore. I'm sorry if you're on the other side of the world. We're going to have to play, on the weekend, or we're not going to be able to play. I can't kill myself like that. That was disappointing. I've got a crewgen in here, but I can never tell how many people you have on your ship. I know technically you're not supposed to know, but I look across the table and I see
how big
your ship's empty,
is.
Or you've got one person. I can go over there and take it, but in this format, I can't look across the table. You could have 30 people there, and I just don't know.
Right.
So, it's something that you get in the real life game, but you just can't. Even if we were playing Lackey, it would be a perfectly thin stack. I know that is probably the way it's supposed to be, but it's not the way it really is. So that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, the time shift is a bit of a shift. We actually, I think you fell victim to the actual time shift, not just time difference, but we here in the U.S. Experienced daylight savings 2 weeks ago, which, thanks to our Senate's wisdom, is apparently now the last year or two has been about a month earlier than it used to be when we were synced up with the rest of the world. So now there's an extra hour of difference. Like, I caught at the last minute before I played, I think, Tyler in Germany, but it sounds like you may have fallen victim to that. Your Australian opponent showed up late and you were up at
that
4 a.m.
Yeah, no, I was up at 3.
Oh.
No, I was up at 4 and... He didn't show up until 5, so we had to play a quick game before I left at 6. So that was just a cluster. I'm signed up to play in the next one, the next 20 tournament. That'll be fun. But yeah. Again, I can't sacrifice a whole day for an hour tournament. So we'll either be playing in the evening, and I know it's tough for people, particularly on the East Coast, because I can't start until, say, 7:45 or so. That's 10:45 at night, so that's midnight-ish by the time we finish.
Yeah.
But, it's always on the weekend.
And that's what the weekend is for, if you got to have to. I was lucky enough to, the 2 weekends I was out of town during the last tournament, be able to find weekday times to play. But I guess you just got to hope that you have time on the weekend. And I was perfectly willing to, knowing that I was going to be out of town, to take the hit if need be, and just take the game loss if it came to that. I didn't want it to.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But luckily, we were able to work some stuff out. But it seems like a lot of the more remote players, some of the players that are in here are players who don't get to play otherwise. So they're a little more willing to do the extreme hours. Johannes stayed up till, or got up at 5 a.m. or something, so we could play before he went to work. And so that was a appreciated, although it sounded like he regretted it later, even though he beat me.
Well, it's still, that's rough.
Now, on the up to, so we're kind of running down the disadvantages. On the upside, or at least a silver lining, it was really, I felt, interesting to me to see the world, sort of the world meta, or see, you know, where the meta, or I guess it's more like the online meta, because four of the people I played were playing essentially the same deck. And
it
now
a
it's
pre-errata holding cell.
Yeah, and as you can tell, that was a deck type that pretty much hoses my deck.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm playing with the deck size too.
Yeah, I mean, I
Riker spent time in cells of capture and cells of holding most of the games. So.
Yeah, rough. I usually was playing. I have some swaggers in here and a couple of cons because I thought people were going to be playing the Bajoran Resistance deck.
It's like, con.
No 5 points for you, but. I was playing interrupts just to play interrupts. I ended up losing 5 points to play Quinn for no reason, just so that they would capture it, so I could. It was less the people and more the interrupts. You know, my whole deck is there are three. I have three copies of Mila and three copies of medical intelligence dude, and everybody else has officer and treachery, so that I can unstop. My entire deck is designed to bait you into personal duty, issue of trust, agonizing encounter, so that you throw that and don't throw anything else, and then I can spring everybody with command thing. Central command.
Yes, yes.
But when there were, you know, two or three holding cells out there... nobody ever did the idea that I had, which I would have played on me, which was, oh, you're playing Cardassian. I'll say Gowron. Oh, you don't have Gowron. Okay, now I can capture three of your interrupts.
Yeah. I had interrupts to play in my hand. I had a bridge officer's test to play against you, but you had Mila sitting out there the whole day, so there's not much I can do about that.
Yeah, that was a lucky first turn pull. I almost kept my extra copy of her that I drew early in hand too, just so I could, you know, play her again, because I figured she was going to die quickly. But yeah, interesting to see how the meta shifted that quickly into the most easily exploitable card, I don't know, or the easily, you know, popular card.
Well, the online format just limits a lot of the interactive decks that, you know, you can't play Farseeing Eyes. You can't play, really, it would be tough to play some kind of hand destruction. I know every time a Caretaker's Guest or a Secreted Entity came up, it was always just a pain, because you got to go through every card. You got to look at, you know, what missions are out. And,
yeah, Secret ID and anything like that. Well,
it's hard.
You know, I had to say, well, what are you looking for? That was sort of the meta. It's like, well, okay, I want to get rid of your leadership. All right, I've got these three leadership.
That's the kind of thing that will be a lot easier when we get the lackey going, because you can just say, all right, here are the cards. Yeah. You know, you can just hover over them and see them. And,
that'll be nice.
And that's, boy, that sure would make things a lot easier.
Yeah, I really hope we move to the lackey, too. The 1E tournament that we just finished was my first experience with lackey, and I really enjoyed it. I'm definitely looking forward to checking out 2E Lackey and playing in the Ba tournament. Although I do have one deck idea that I'm a little bummed, judging on the cards that are coming out, that we won't get to play with Shades of Grey for. But that's what the May tournament is for.
You know what we should do is should be able to add in Shades of Grey cards at a certain point.
That would be pretty funny, although it would make the... It would be like two rounds in at that point.
So. Yeah, that would be a totally different tournament, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think we can wait 2 weeks to get it. It'll give people a chance to see what's out there. What was interesting, though, is I definitely... I don't know. We always talk about, you know, Australian style or European style or you know, East Coast style or whatever, but I could definitely sense in the dilemma piles that I was facing, like different metas of play that I had not experienced before. So that was interesting. A lot of
dilemmas that you had to go to the thing and read because you had something in the way.
Okay, wait, what does that do again? Could you read that to me again? You know, just haven't seen in a while, and I guess it's like it. I mentioned, wow, I haven't seen that in forever. Oh, really? I haven't played anybody without it. Oh, really? Well, maybe I should look at that again. But I guess the nothing under pile is really popular, which I guess turns out is a tragic turn pile, and I just didn't know it because I was attempting with so few people. And they didn't draw it early on that I never actually saw the tragic turn. I guess that was a big, you know, tragic turn costs a lot to get out and it consumes. So the people are trying to use dilemmas that don't put anything under, you know, that bounce back to your pile so that you don't put too many under by playing tragic turn. But they could only play the bouncing dilemmas on me. So I was like, where's everything going? I was like, having to use Garrick to, you know, I literally was using Garrick to bypass, just so I could put under Helping Hand or Honorable Pursuit. Like, I guess I'll discard two copies of Mila. Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah, I got one out and had two in hand, and so I was like, well, you know, I need a dilemma to go under here.
Yeah. Did you find it easy to pick 10 cards from the new set to put in this Cardassian deck?
Well, when I sat down and looked, Broca was an obvious choice. He saved my bacon a couple of times, when I had to use Quinn that one time just to play an interrupt, and lose 5 points. And then I was back down to solving 3 missions and hitting 95 points, but, luckily my Arandisk had been, hard timed, so I was able to play her to download Broca and then play Broca. for the last 5 points I needed. So he was a big choice. You know, it was not hard to put in two coolant leaks, threw in an six cost card I was thinking of via Inequitable Exchange. Like you said early, you know, there wasn't a lot of Cardassians. I put in a Peak Performance, So the bulk of my cards were dilemmas. I got a Just Following Orders here, which I think I played once, and destroyed somebody's thing. I had a Hoshi Screaming, which I never got to use because I always drew it when I didn't have points. The Information Extraction to boost the... attribute requirement. That seems like an interesting dilemma, but it's very situational.
Yeah. I threw it in. I had a real problem because there were no Klingons in the set.
Right.
So there was really nothing. I decided that I wanted to play a small deck because I hadn't played one in ages, and I wanted something that was quick, so I borrowed this one. This was a lot of TK's deck. Just basic Klingon, you know, quick speed solver.
Yeah.
I took out the Commodore prototype and replaced it with Assess Contamination and threw in just a couple of them. I had a Flaw in the Plan and a Peak Performance and a Croden, but the rest were dilemmas. And Alien Encounter is more of a utility card. I didn't encounter anybody who didn't have just one headquarters, so that was a waste of draw every time. The only time I got an Inequitable Exchange to work was on myself, apparently.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's but the two coolant links were good.
Yeah, the two zero-costers were actually really good, too.
Yeah, the Launching and One Step Ahead were both in here, and I think if I had to rebuild it, I probably would have put extra copies of those in instead of this Alien Encounter. Assess Contamination, I'd never solved.
Really?
Yeah, it's Cunning of 40 is just not possible with this deck.
Oh, that's too bad. That's.
But you know, it was the tenth card that I needed. So, there you go. probably not the best choice for the format where you need 10 cards from the new set if there's no support for your deck in the new set.
Yeah, but I was really expecting to see at least one Bajoran deck, but you know, I played seven people, and nobody played the new Bajorans. Nobody played... was there another new team? Were they pretty much it? I guess lots of splashing for everyone else. But, well, a good experience. I think I definitely, I agree, I would prefer to move to the Lackey system.
Yeah, I think that'll help a lot. I think it'll cut the game down. We finished, I guess, if TK does his magic, this game is probably going to sound like 30, 40 minutes. It took us about, it's an hour 35 now. Is that about an hour 20 then?
Yeah, I think about an hour 20 is right for our total gameplay. That last attempt took a long time because there was a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's another region for you, achievement enthusiasts. I actually registered my 1E deck with the tournament this weekend. So I got the two regions achievement, which was interesting. That was cool.
Yeah, nice. I got that. I will hopefully be getting that tonight. Yeah, I guess it's tomorrow. I missed the deadline.
Yeah, so tomorrow you'll get that and everybody else. So that's something new. And it's another tournament to get to play in, and you get to play people that you really... I played seven games, including yours, and I played five people I've never played in my life. So So that was cool. It was a good experience, and you know, you get to play, you know, get to chat with people a little bit and see what's going on in Germany, what's going on in Australia. What's going on in other parts of the United States and the world. So some good games, some bad games, but I definitely had a good experience and look forward to. I encourage everybody to go and do that. And in fact, to further that encouragement, Sir Dan and I are going to... I've already contacted the Mad Vulcan, Jay, who is running the 1E tournament, and whoever ends up running the next 2E tournament online. We'll be in touch with you so that we can donate a special prize. So a random participant of each tournament who plays in the next two online, the 1E and 2E online tournaments for April, you will have a chance to get a special prize from Section 31. So go do it.
Excellent.
Have some fun.
We had 15 people for this tournament. So it's a good opportunity to play against a lot of different people. So hope to see as many people as possible.
Indeed. Well, that was a long game, and we've had a long tournament, seven rounds. So I think that's enough intelligence for this time.
Already unsleeved my deck,
getting ready to take it apart. That was a long time too. And you know, just to mention another side note of playing the online tournament, having to, you know, a lot of good dilemmas. I don't know, a lot of people keep two in the completely independent dilemma piles. Having to disassemble and reassemble my dilemma pile each time we had a local tournament.
Oh, so
was, you know, I was like, okay, well, I went ahead and put it in my deck builder so that I could have it, and then it's like, okay, well, these don't work, you know, take out the Cardassian cards or you know, cards that I'm not finding as effective, a few of the extreme measures cards that I just threw in to meet the count, and you know, retool it for whatever deck I happen to be playing that week. So that'll be nice to not have to keep doing, and that'll be something that won't be necessary if we move to something like Lackey. So another vote in its favor.
Yep, agreed. Very well. So with that, I agree. We are out of intelligence, and apparently I'm almost out of voice, so let's call it.
So let's wrap it up. On behalf of our producer, TK, and everybody who participated in the two online tournaments this past month, thank you very much. And thank you for listening to this really long episode. I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to go online, sign up for a tournament, and expand your power in the universe.
And I will tell you that I will draw 107 to end. But you can't see it because we're playing online.
I can hear it. We'll be right back.
double agent, but they know. And you'll be double crossed by the double O. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot defect. They are always watching you, but you cannot detect. Section 31. Section 31. Section 31.